Carlisle. Local community leaders attended an informal meeting August 11 to discuss the possibility of additional Ukrainian families moving to the area. Those in attendance included volunteers from the Carlisle District Lions Club, Carlisle branch of the Royal Canadian Legion and the Knights of Columbus. The mayors from the communities of Carlisle and Manor also participated, as did several Town of Carlisle and RM of Moose Mountain councillors. Judy Valentine represented Sask Housing, with Carlisle Food Bank chairperson Teresa Ludke and realtor Tyler Mathewson also in attendance. Kisby resident Svetlana Makar, who moved from the Ukraine herself 12 years ago, was present, as was Carlisle's first Ukrainian arrival, Serhii Boyko. Boyko, wife Yulia, and their three children moved to Carlisle last week. They are going to be employed by the Pig Improvement Company, PIC, Atlas Hog Barn Facility located 12 kilometers southeast of Carlisle. Also attending the meeting were four employees of PIC. Abdul Toe is the assistant project manager of the Carlisle Atlas facility and Angela Morrow is the office coordinator. Joe and Marnie Jobin are employed at the PIC Apex facility at Mound City. SD Joe is the production general manager and Marnie is technician program manager. In early July, PIC manned an information booth at the University of Regina with both Joe Jobin and Morrow in attendance. They were entering another job fair in Regina on August 18 and are hopeful additional Ukrainians can be attracted to the area. The informal roundtable discussion focused on openness, togetherness and cooperation in attracting additional immigrants to Carlisle and district. Joe Jobin was impressed with the community attendance, which was by invitation only. PIC is excited to be part of such a generous community. In the short time we have been here, it is obvious that we made the right choice to build here. We are confident that any newcomers will feel welcome in Carlisle and surrounding area. As they move to the area, The Observer will continue to provide regular updates on the Ukrainian arrivals. A story on the Boyko family will appear in an upcoming edition of The Observer.